Phil Johnston, you are a mountain lion biologist, correct?
That's true. I'm the mountain lion biologist for the Hoopa Valley tribe here.
Well, so yeah. Phil, you've heard about these mountain lion sightings. What's your take?
Well, I've been watching this cat for a while now, and, you know, this is kind of the sort of situation that is concern, and it's good to have everybody on the same page, because that lion was clearly injured. It was dragging its back right leg in that video last week, right? And then it was seen again, I guess, yesterday in somebody's yard. And in that picture, you can't really tell if it was injured or not. And they didn't say it was limping or anything that I saw, but they said it was vocalizing. And there was rumors that with the first cat, there was some teenagers with it, they said. So mountain lions only vocalize if there's other lions around. And there's so few mountain lions on the landscape that, you know, it's a safe bet that these are all the same animal, or at least the same family group, a mother with kittens. Which, the fact that they're all around in town and have been persisting like that shows that, you know, something is wrong. And they are unable to catch wild prey, which, you know, basically means that there's a risk to pets, livestock, and, you know, potentially worst-case scenario, humans. Now, everybody knows, you know, mountain lion attacks on humans are extremely, extremely rare, but when they do happen, it's almost always because of a situation where a lion has some sort of mortal injury. So, you know, this is the sort of situation where everybody needs to be prepared and just be aware and take the precautions. So it really just comes down to keeping small children and pets and animals inside. And, you know, I wouldn't go for a walk in the community forest necessarily until this is resolved. You know, and I know people love animals and, you know, they're like hoping it's not going to get killed or anything by fishing game. Well, if you go out and it attacks you or your dog, you can guarantee that it'll get killed. That's one thing to think about. Those are some of my basic thoughts for this sort of situation.
Okay, that's great, because I think a lot of people have been wondering what are the right courses of action to take, and it sounds like we should be cautious. This is one of those scenarios where the lion might actually attack.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, an injured animal is an unpredictable animal. And healthy mountain lions are really predictable and just don't pose a risk to humans, you know, except for in the rarest of circumstances. But, you know, this sort of situation, I mean, the cat is demonstrating atypical behavior. I'm not trying to freak everybody out. I mean, everything is fine so far. I haven't heard anything about missing cats or missing dogs in that neighborhood. But if people keep this up and keep their animals inside, the cats are going to have to move on. Because the only reason they're down there in that person's yard is because they saw some cat or some chihuahua or some livestock animal down there that looked like a tasty little snack to them. And domestic animals just do not have the same awareness of their surroundings that wild prey has. And the mountain lions see that from a distance, and they're attracted down there. So if people keep their pets and their kids and themselves inside, you know, the lions are going to see, all right, well, I guess there's nothing down here, so we'll just keep moving on.
Great. So this situation might resolve itself if we all take the right precautions and keep our pets and our children, especially, inside the house.
Yeah, and again, you know, just that lion could move. I mean, the lions move sometimes 15 air miles in a night. So everybody in the whole Sunny Bray, Arcata, you know, Fickle Hill, like California Street, HSU, Bayside, down to the bottom of Neyland, everyone in that area should be on the lookout for this situation. Because, you know, and just taking these precautions and, you know, not spending too much time out in the brush at night and stuff until, you know, either these mountain lions stop being seen or there's some sort of other resolve to the situation.
Okay, well, thanks so much for getting in touch. Phil Johnston, mountain lion biologist for the Hoopa Valley Tribe. We sure appreciate you calling in.
Happy to do it, Cam. You guys have a good one.